Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we bring our series called You Make Me Crazy to a close. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Keep Your Marriage Growing.
Psalm 128 verse 6 says, may you live to enjoy your grandchildren. Now, some of you are saying, Rick, what in the world does that have to do with this point? And the truth is, absolutely nothing. I just threw it in so I could show you this picture of my grandbaby. There she is. Okay. Yes. Now, I wrote the outline. It's my prerogative to throw it in. Tom's going to talk about the next one.
Oh, my. He's shameless, just shameless. There's a fourth thing you can do to keep your marriage growing. Number four, keep on giving affirmation. Keep on giving affirmation. Listen, every single person that's here this morning, whether you're in this room, watching one of the venues, every one of us, we desperately need affirmation. God has wired us that way. You need to be affirmed. You need to be adored. That's how you are made. One reason that you fell in love with your mate is that they affirmed you. Who's going to fall in love with somebody who doesn't affirm you? You fall in love with people who express the fact that they love you. And your mate needs desperately affirmation from you. One of your God-given roles as a husband, as a wife, is to be your husband or wife's greatest fan. It's desperately needed. Why is that so important? Because we live in a world where there are a lot of critics. There's a lot of detractors out there. Would you agree with that? It's easy to find somebody who'll criticize you and put you down. And so one of the most important things that you do is you lift up your husband, you lift up your wife by affirmation. Now, how often are we supposed to do this? Well, the next verse in your outline talks about it. Would you read it with me? The Bible says in Hebrews 3:13, let's read it. Encourage each other every day while it is today. So it's a daily habit. It's something we do every day. Now, one small way that you can affirm is just through using terms of endearment. There's an affirmation in that. And there's a national survey that was done on the top 10 terms of endearment. I thought you might be interested in what these were in the U.S. Number one is honey. Number two is baby. Number three, sweetheart, dear, lover, darling, sugar, pumpkin. Number nine, angel pie. Number 10, beautiful. Now, not making the list were love puppy, wild thing, or Shondell's favorite for me, stud dumpling was not on the list. So moving right along, what do you affirm? What can you affirm? Let me give you three things you can affirm in your spouse. Number one, you affirm their value. You know that the word appreciate, like where the house means to raise it in value as it appreciates, you can raise somebody else in value as you appreciate them. As you appreciate them, you raise their value and you raise the value of your marriage. Look what the Bible says in Proverbs 12:25. A word of encouragement does wonders. A word of encouragement would do wonders for your marriage this next week, for any relationship that you're in. You appreciate their value. Now, some of you might be thinking, I can't even think of anything. What do I appreciate? Well, let me give you a couple things. First of all, you can appreciate the fact they stuck with you. You can appreciate that. They didn't give up on the marriage. And you know what you can always appreciate? You can appreciate the effort, that at least somebody's trying, they're making an effort. They may not be doing it as well as you would like or like you would like, but they made the effort. Sort of like that husband, his new bride came in, make the first meal and said, put the plate down in front of him and said, honey, I made for you tonight my two specialties. I made meatballs and peach pie. And the husband says, great, I love both. Which one is this? You can always appreciate the effort, what somebody gave to it. One of our couples at Saddleback that's been married for 50 years. Isn't that great? We think about somebody who stayed together for 50 years. Here's what the wife said. She said, if you treat your husband like a king, he'll treat you like a queen for all your life. That's appreciation and the value of that, the value of valuing somebody else. You can also affirm each other's strengths, the strengths that you have. You build each other up. The power of praise, of seeing someone's strength and praising that strength is amazing because all of us blossom with affirmation. That's how our lives are strengthened. We become what other people see in us. And as you affirm those strengths, you help someone to grow. One of the greatest models of this is the Apostle Paul. He was always doing this. There was a church in Corinth in his day. It was a messed up church. It had a lot of problems. But when he wrote to them, here's one of the things he had to say to them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4, he writes and says, I have great confidence in you and a lot of reasons to be proud of you. He affirmed their strengths, the good things about them. It is your job to bring out the best in your husband, in your wife. Now, a lot of us think, I'll bring out the best by pointing out the worst. If I can point out the worst, that'll bring out... It never works. It never works. You bring out the best in someone by pointing out the best, by affirming what's best. So you make this decision. I'm going to be a dream builder and not a dream buster. I'm going to be someone who decides to not nag, but to brag on my spouse. I'm going to give strokes instead of giving pokes. Make that decision and watch the difference. And there's a third thing you can affirm as you think about things to affirm. You can also affirm each other's ministry. It's very important. Affirm what you're doing for God's sake in the world today. Romans chapter 1 verse 12 says this. Let's read this together. I want us to help each other with the faith that we have. Your faith will help me and my faith will help you. As an example of that, I want you to listen to a story today. I want you to listen to the story of Bob and Carrie. Would you give them a warm welcome?
In 1994, my life was completely changed by Jesus Christ when I started attending Saddleback Church and Celebrate Recovery. It was the first time in my life I had been attending church on a regular basis, and I had a lot of questions about who God was and why he would want to know me, a man who had hurt so many people with my selfishness and self-centeredness. But Jesus transformed my life and gave me a sincere desire to serve him with a grateful heart.
Strangely enough, I also started attending Celebrate Recovery the same month and year that Bob did. I was a single, broken woman, alone and afraid, and looking for hope out of my despair. It wasn't very long before I, too, opened up my heart to the love of Jesus Christ. After about a year and a half of recovery and healing, I bumped into Bob, who at the time was a long-haired, truck-driving, tool-using hippie guy at our Celebrate Recovery barbecue. He's changed a lot. I noticed and was so amazed by how kind and thoughtful this guy was. Everyone seemed to really like him, and I thought he would really make someone a great husband someday.
Well, my first year and a half of being a new Christian, I attended everything that Saddleback had to offer. I was young, single, and had nothing but time. So I went to small groups, midweek services, Celebrate Recovery twice a week, several Bible studies, and all the church classes. I was like a sponge during that time. I guess you could call me SpongeBob. I couldn't get enough of my newfound faith, so dating and romance really wasn't even on my radar. That is until Carrie walked into my Thursday night Bible study, and I thought, wow, there's no way that this woman that's so beautiful would be interested in a guy like me. Well, let's just say that God's plans were far greater than anything I could have imagined, and that following April, Pastor John married us. By this time, we were both serving here at Saddleback to help others overcome their hurts, habits, and hang-ups. It was in ministry that brought us together, and it was ministry that helps keep us growing together.
What both Bob and I have discovered is that God never wastes a hurt. He uses all of our life experiences for his purposes. Bob and I have found that serving together in ministry has doubled the joy in our life and in our marriage. There is nothing to compare to the thrill of serving God together as a couple and knowing that God is using both of you. God has given us the same passion and heart for people that were hurting just like we once were. There is nothing more fulfilling than seeing someone that is broken and being able to offer them a ray of hope and that God can make a real difference in their life. Our passion for serving God together has also increased our passion for each other. It has brought us closer together than anything else I can imagine. It is difficult to put into words how much I love this man and how much I enjoy watching him fulfill God's calling on his life. Another benefit of sharing a ministry together is that it has taught us how to minister to each other during difficult times. When I lost my dad a year and a half ago, it was devastating for me. It had happened so suddenly. And Bob was always there with words of encouragement or just to hold me quietly. He wouldn't try to fix me, but he would bring me before the one who could. And I will always be grateful for what I have learned from serving in ministry side by side with him.
And this last March, we were given the privilege to go to Japan for 15 days, where we taught two seminars to Japanese churches on how to start Celebrate Recovery. Knowing our backgrounds, it was completely amazing and humbling to think that God was using us to help change lives for eternity. As we sat in our hotel room the night before the seminar, we reflected back on all the events that God had orchestrated in our lives to bring us to that point, and we realized that we make a great team. It was a great time of expressing appreciation to God and affirming each other. Because each of us has our own gifts, we were able to meet the needs of the Japanese people on all different levels. Mm-hmm. Being able to serve God is the most incredible journey I've ever been on, and being able to serve God with my wife makes it irresistible. My wife is my best friend. There's not another person on this planet that I'd rather spend time with. She's my love and my life. And next to Jesus coming into my life, she's the best thing that ever happened to me. So ministry gives us even more time to spend together.
In closing, I want to encourage you to do something that we know will bring you much closer as a couple in marriage. Find a ministry that you can do together and get involved serving God together. It's a wonderful bonding feeling. And if you like to do different things, then be sure to affirm each other's gifts and rejoice that God has made you both unique. But always support what God is doing in each of your lives. Thank you for letting us share.
Thank you.
Now, the most important thing you got to do in order to keep your marriage growing is to keep on following Jesus. He's the glue. He's what holds you together when everything else is going to tear you apart, when you feel like giving up. Jesus Christ is the glue. Keep on following Jesus. The Bible says this: you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord. Now keep on following him.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
One of the things that you ask us about the most here on Daily Hope are the Bible scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them. So Pastor Rick has added another deck of 52 scripture cards with Bible verses selected specifically to help you improve your relationships. These colorful, eye-catching cards will help you memorize the Word of God so that you have it when you need it most. Something you hear Pastor Rick talking about all the time. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you the brand new Relationship Scripture Cards to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Today is the last day to get this powerful resource, so don't wait. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. By the way, a generous listener has offered to match any financial gifts this month up to $50,000. So whatever you give today will be doubled, but only till the end of this month. So please, contact us today. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, the most important thing you got to do in order to keep your marriage growing is to keep on following Jesus. He's the glue. He's what holds you together when everything else is going to tear you apart, when you feel like giving up. Jesus Christ is the glue. Keep on following Jesus. The Bible says this: you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord. Now keep on following him. Don't just say, well, yeah, I became a Christian back in 19, whatever. But keep on following him. The next verse, Colossians 2:7, says, keep your roots deep in him. Build your lives on him and become stronger in your faith. Now, how in the world do you do that? Well, let me give you some practical suggestions. First, if you haven't already done so, you need to publicly identify yourself as a Christian. You need to come out of the closet. And the way you do that is by being baptized. We're baptizing after this service today. I would encourage you to get baptized today. Any week, go get baptized and say, I am saying Jesus Christ is going to be the center of my life, and Jesus Christ is going to be the center of our marriage. I love it when I baptize husbands and wives together, when they're both saying we're committing our lives and our marriage to Christ. That's a wonderful, wonderful symbol. Second thing, get in a small group with some other couples who can help you grow. And take the classes here at Saddleback, class 101 and 201 and 301 and 401. Take them together. I know couples who take this sermon outline every week and Sunday afternoon go home and have a barbecue, and their family discusses it every week. That's their time together. I would encourage you to next week renew your wedding vows here at Saddleback. We're going to take all six services next weekend and actually have a wedding renewal service. We're going to turn this place into a wedding chapel. I'm going to wear a tux, so everybody bring your cameras. It's once in a lifetime. I'm even going to wear socks. Now, fourth thing that you can do is you can pray for each other. Pray with and pray for each other. Look at this next verse, James 5:16. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. Would you like to live together whole and healed? Well, it tells you. First, you admit it when you're wrong. And second, you pray for each other and you pray with each other. And then finally, you follow God's word. Keep in God's word. Proverbs 3:6 says this: listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Now, this is the most amazing statistic I've ever read. Marriage Magazine published a national study and discovered one out of three marriages ends in divorce. But when the couple is married in a church service, that number drops to only one out of every 50 ending in divorce. And when couples are married in a Christian service, attend church regularly, and maintain some form of regular family worship during the week, that means you pray together or you read the Bible together, the divorce rate plummets to only one out of every 1,105 marriages. One out of three, or one out of 1,105. Think about that. That's the difference Jesus Christ makes in a marriage. When you're growing toward God and your husband or your wife's growing toward God, he naturally brings you together. You know, I've got a redwood tree in my backyard. I planted it 12 years ago because I grew up in the redwoods in Northern California. And this thing's gone really good, but this year it got under stress and it nearly died. All of the needles fell off of it, and first it kind of turned to yellow, and then it actually started turning red. It looked like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And I finally figured out that the sprinkler had been plugged up and it wasn't getting any water all season. And so I went out and I watered it and I fertilized it and I nurtured it, took care of it. And about 2 weeks ago, it started sprouting new growth. And now it's getting greener and greener and greener, and it's going to make it. Now, your marriage may have been going through a stress season, and maybe it's been in hibernation, and maybe it's been going through a drought, and it's been dying of water, lack of water. and you got a Charlie Brown Christmas tree marriage. It doesn't look too pretty. It can come back to life. If you'll do what God tells you to do, if you'll do it God's way, your marriage can start growing again. Let's bow our heads. Now, which of these areas do you need to work on? Do you need to pay better attention to your husband or your wife? Do you ignore them when they talk to you, not really listen to them? Do you even know what their needs are right now? How about adjustments? Are you willing to make adjustments, or have you been stubborn and unbending and expect them to adapt to your schedule? Do you show as much affection as you used to? Or have you let this area of your relationship become stale, stagnant? Do you give daily affirmations and encouragement to your husband or to your wife? Are you an encourager, or are you a discourager? Do you give more strokes or pokes? Do you nag or do you brag? Do you affirm their value, their strength, their ministry? Is Jesus Christ the center of your life and your marriage? These are the things that keep a marriage going and growing. Pray this. Say, dear God, I want our marriage to keep growing. Help me to pay better attention to my wife, to my husband. Help me to keep on making adjustments and showing affection and giving affirmation. Most of all, I want to keep on following you, Jesus. And I ask you to give us a love that lasts a lifetime. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. This means the need for the hope of Christ is greater than ever. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending the brand new deck of relationship scripture cards. These colorful, eye-catching cards will help you memorize the Word of God so you have it when you need it most. Today is the last day to get this powerful resource, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.